This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a father, a son, and a drum. Tales of the tabla, an ancient Indian instrument with a new sound. First, more on last week's tsunami and the role that internet blogs have played and are playing in the aftermath of the disaster. Day-to-day technology contributor Shenny Jardin is a blogger. She writes for the weblog boingboing.net. We spoke earlier about the explosion of tsunami information in the blogosphere. Shenny, when you saw this happening over the last week, what did you think?
When I first heard about the event, I was hearing about it from people who were sending emails and text messages to me as one of the four editors of Boing Boing. And people were sending photographs, they were sending links to videos, they were sending first-person accounts of what was happening. And it was really amazing for me to watch this unfold so quickly. I mean, the event itself happened so quickly and happened over such a wide physical area. And it was just incredible to see the response on blogs, which too can react so quickly and are literally all over the world.
And they are different, it seems to me, this week than they were a week ago, because now suddenly I think of them as very immediate outlets for video, for TV.
Blogs haven't changed. Perception of blogs has changed. Bloggers aren't just fat blowhards sitting on couches in the suburbs talking about what they saw on the news. I mean, bloggers are also like these journalists in Southeast Asia. This guy named Sanjay, who was a TV producer in Sri Lanka, who was going out and helping with the relief efforts, and he had an internet-connected cell phone, and he was sending text messages back to a group blog saying, "This is what I'm witnessing. They've just constructed a mass grave here. Here's the area that's blocked off." I mean, this man was literally right in the thick of it, and he was sending back these short messages and photos.
We want to play the audio portion of one of these videos. This is from Patong Beach in Thailand. It's taken from the upper floor of a hotel looking down at a swimming pool and the beach beyond that.
Hey. 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 Get up, build it, build it. Hey.
So at first it is just the beach, and then the water comes rolling up and much higher than one would have thought possible, and you really get a sense of the power of this. And I saw this in this video and other videos, and I probably saw 10 of them just kind of fiddling around on the internet. And I'm just struck by the power of the tsunami, but I'm also struck by the power of information and how you get it.
Since blogs are so cheap and instant and easy for people to set up, what we saw this last week in response to this disaster were videos, still images, first-person accounts just springing up all over the place faster than conventional media can process. So that was amazing. But then we also saw things that, for me, were very new. Many blogs devoted to specific individual missing persons. Someone sent me a link last week to a blog for a one-year-old boy from Finland, and they were literally going around the internet, scouring the internet for images of these coffins that have digital photos of the dead bodies tacked to the coffin to see if it matched what they remembered that this infant looked like. I mean, it's horrific, but it's also a completely new kind of cultural phenomenon. I've never seen blogs used like that before.
Let me just ask you, as someone who is, in fact, a representative of old media, radio is old media, big mass media, we have editors and producers who think a lot about putting different audio images, and certainly people do in television, putting different pictures, which can be very disturbing and upsetting to people. Is there anything that troubles you about that the immediacy of our access to that information in the blogosphere?
There's always this talk of, will blogs replace conventional media? And I think what happened this last week proves that that's not the discussion here. The discussion is how blogs might expand conventional media. There's a role for each of them. I mean, on blogs, you don't have editors and ombudsmen and people who make those very meaningful decisions like you were just talking about. Is it right or is it wrong to release this footage? You don't have that. There's a place for that in the world, but there's also a place for this kind of immediate citizen journalism that we saw.
Shenny Jardin, editor at boingboing.net and technology contributor to Day to Day. Shenny, thanks for coming in again.
Thank you, Alex.